Russia and Ukraine are all that we hear about in the news. Let me put something in context. Father Walter Cizik was working for the Vatican, and he was in Russia during the time of World War II. They thought that he was a Vatican spy and captured him, placed him in the Soviet camps in Siberia for 23 years. This is an amazing tale in the book, He Leadeth Me. I remember I was reading this on this retreat that I was on, and I thought about that. 23 years of suffering, and the book details all of the things that he had to do. In fact, as a priest, he would find any way to find any wine or any bread, and he would celebrate the Mass from memory. He had the simplest Mass that he could remember, and he celebrated it day in, day out, only to survive. Now, that book taught me a little bit about suffering a long time. My friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is the channel Uniquely Mary, and today we are in day 4 in stories about purgatory and what they reveal. And today we are reflecting on souls that are in purgatory the longest. Now, when we talk about a long time, there's different ways that we can think about it. At the beginning of the book, it tells us that we can think about pain and time in terms of length of time, and we can also think about it in terms of intensity of suffering. Now, the example of Father Walter Cizik is an unbelievable story about how long can feel. And it makes me think of my own sufferings that I have gone. Let me share with you some examples of times in my life that felt like such an unbelievable long time. One was when I was in the hospital for 21 days. It was an unbelievable and long experience. I had an NG tube for about 2 weeks. Look up what that is, and you'll never want to have one. One of the most painful things ever. Every moment, every second, every day felt like an eternity. And even though I had only been there 3 weeks, it felt like I had come out into a different world, like a different decade or a different century. It felt like I had been left behind by time. That's how Father Walter Cizik must have felt in an unbelievably difficult and different way. That's certainly how I felt. Think about a time in your own life when everything was going well, and then all of a sudden you entered into a period of suffering. Maybe it was a year, maybe it was a week or a few days or even just a few moments. And think about how long it felt for you. That gives you a slight and short glimmer of what the souls in purgatory that have been there the longest feel like. Now imagine if you were to go into purgatory. Imagine if your guardian angel were to ask you and take you by the hand and say, ask me whatever you want. And you were to tell him, I want to see the souls in purgatory that have been here the longest. What would they tell you? What would they say? What pain would they have? Now, one thing that comes to mind and one great pain that they would feel is how much the church on earth has forgotten them. One of the most painful things about being in purgatory the longest is everyone that you knew is now dead. And no one on earth to pray for you unless God in his mercy stir us to think about it. So in these different groups of people that we're going to be praying with, I really believe that it's to this group of people that we will mean the most. Because those that are suffering the most might have only been there for a few years. And then these other groups that we're going to hear about are different categories. But these people that have been here the longest, one thing that they all have in common is no one remembers them anymore. And you and I can change that. You know, ever since I was little, I've always wanted to be a hero. I've always wanted to be a superhero, and I watched these movies and I thought, I want to be that. Well, to these people, you're almost like a savior. Because you're coming to them completely forgotten in the midst of that darkness, and you're cutting through that darkness like a hot knife through butter, and you're saying, I am here, and God's mercy stirred my memory and my faith to remember you, and I am going to pray for you. And we are, in this sense, imitating Christ in the highest way possible, because we are coming to those people as a savior. Christ in us is saving Christ in them. And put yourself in the place of God. We always think about the pain of the souls in purgatory, but put yourself in the place of God. What does he feel like? What if you had someone that you greatly loved that was in jail and you had no way of getting them out, and you knew that they were there because of justice, and you knew that it was good for them to be there, that they had to serve their time. But then someone came out of nowhere and did unbelievable things to get your relative and your loved one out and save them 5, 10, maybe 15 years of pain, like a lawyer, like an advocate. Wouldn't you be eternally grateful to that person? Imagine how grateful God will be to you when you bring his child out of purgatory to him 10 years sooner than he should have been. Think about that. The opportunity in this is unbelievable. This is one of the greatest acts of charity we can have ever. Both to those people, because we're saving them immense time, we're bringing them into the beatific vision much sooner than they deserved, but we're also giving God his children back. Think about it from his perspective and how amazing that would be. This reminds me of the movie The Courier, where you have this British salesperson that's doing spying on Russia on behalf of the West because of the Cuban Missile Crisis, and he gains unbelievably important information, and then he's locked up in that jail for several years, and his wife was desperate to get him out. Imagine how grateful she was to the people that did everything that they could do to get him out back to his home country of England. Can you imagine how grateful she was and how grateful he was to be reunited? And that's exactly what we are doing. We are reuniting two lovers, God and his beloved souls. My friends, this is nothing short of amazing. And as we go into purgatory deeper and deeper, these are the types of revelations that we will have. Now, let me read to you just a few passages from this chapter. But before we do that, if this content is being valuable to you, if it is helping you in your faith, please help me by hitting that like button, because it will help it spread to more people. Now, this is my absolute favorite quote from this chapter, because I had never seen this connection between this person in the Bible and the souls in purgatory. Now, check this out. Consider the helplessness of the holy souls. They lie like the paralytic at the pool. It would seem as if even the coming of the angel were not an effectual blessing to them, unless there be someone of us to help them. Now, remember, the paralytic at the pool had been there, I think, 17 to 20 something years. But imagine sitting at this pool of cures, paralyzed, unable to do anything for yourself. That's exactly what it's like for the souls in purgatory. You're staring at your salvation, unable to do anything, just waiting for someone to have mercy on you. And just as Christ came to that person and said to him, I say to you, arise, take up your mat and go. We are doing that same thing when we offer sacrifices and prayers on behalf of the souls in purgatory. We are coming to these paralyzed souls that can do so much for us, but nothing for themselves. Now, if you want to know what it's like to be in purgatory for a long time, I want to challenge you to take on an experiment, a time experiment. Now, in purgatory, there is no time, and we know this. And you are stripped of the skin of the body, and you are in the pure essence of your soul, so you're feeling things so much more intensely. So you're outside of time. But that's not what makes purgatory feel so long. What makes it feel so long is the intensity of the pain and the inability to see God. That's what is the essence of the pain. And I want you to pick an activity that you find particularly pleasurable. How about taking a warm shower? And set a timer. I want you to set a timer for 5 minutes. And just take that shower and enjoy it and think how awesome it is, and think this is what it's like to be in heaven, correct? With your beautiful shampoo and your amazing soap and all these funny and awesome things that you have in your shower. And then when the timer goes off, turn off the shower. And now I want you to take a shower in the coldest setting that you can take, and set the timer again for 5 minutes. And have that stark comparison. And then compare those two times. They were both 5 minutes. But one feels like an eternity, and you can't wait for it to end, and you want a savior to come and get you. And the other one just feels like awesomeness. And the stark difference is unbelievable. And that will give you just a little sense in your body of what the souls in purgatory are going through. My friends, today we are meditating on the souls in purgatory that have been there the longest. I hope this has inspired you to think about them, to enter deeply into your imagination, to pray for them. Thank you for joining me today. Please subscribe, hit that like button, hit the notification bell, support this channel in any way that you can, and I'll see you tomorrow in day 5.